And we are back here on the Mitch Albom Show. If you want to tweet with me at Marie Osborne WJR, and that Osborne has an E, again, it's at Marie Osborne WJR. I'd love to tweet with you as well. Well, coming up towards the end of this month, January 28th to be exact, at the Charles Wright Museum of African American History, there's going to be a very unique job fair. Saba Gebrai is joining us from the Park West Foundation. Saba, thank you for spending just a few minutes with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
And it is Gebrai, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, I got it right. All right. So, Saba, tell us, this particular job fair is for kids who find themselves in a foster care system but will be aging out and are trying to find jobs. Can you tell it? Let's start first with Park West Galleries and its foundation, because it's not every day that we find an art gallery that has a foundation that deals with children in foster care. So tell us how that all came together.
Yes. So there's a lot of benefit that Albert and Mitzi Scallion have been doing to support young people. And meeting them about 12 years ago opened their eyes to the need to support young people when they don't have the family support. So we started the foundation with, of course, their hearts and their passion behind how do you really create a wraparound support for the young people. So it's beyond jobs. It's also life skills and college and scholarship opportunities. So it's the largest, actually, college fair in Michigan that takes place on January 28th. And a lot of resources are provided for the young people that are preparing to age out, that have not been adopted. And we still have a lot of young people that are looking for supportive adults in the community. So it's exciting. And the young people that were here for the holidays that we host, they help develop a lot of the details that goes into a relevant and effective job and college fair.
All right. When you talk about aging out of the system, some of our listeners may not know what you mean by that. Why don't you explain that?
Yes. So there are over 13,000 young people in foster care right now in Michigan. And there are basically over 300 currently that are ready to be adopted or connected to. Basically, that means they have no family connection, or family parental rights may have been terminated. And a lot of these young people may never connect with an adult that could take them on as a guardian or as an adoptive parent. And they have to live life on their own. So we have to be able to provide them as a community how to receive these resources, how to access them, how to connect to different scholarships and college opportunities, and how to plan well for them so when they do leave foster care and the system that they can fend for themselves.
You know, Saba, just listening to you talk, you know, we just got off a big holiday here, right? The Christmas holiday, the New Year holiday. And you think about kids who may have been in the foster care system who go on to college and had nowhere to go at Christmas. I mean, I just would like our listeners to think about that for a moment. These are the kids that your foundation at Park West actually work with and work for to try to get them some connection inside the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what's so powerful about what we have been doing, because the young people who have worked with us, they come back from colleges and the universities, and we don't really make them feel like they have nowhere to go. It's like they're coming back home to us because it solves that problem. But in the meantime, they give back by giving service to the younger youth, by sharing what they have done in the aging out process, as well as giving back to community by volunteering in different places like this college fair.
Right. So some of the kids who've gone through the Park West Foundation, the kids who've benefited from the programs that you've developed for them, they actually come back from college and they're helping you with this job fair. That's the other thing. They're learning to give back to their communities.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the resource fair on January 28th. Who's going to be there? Who's it for? What do you hope to accomplish there?
Anyone who's been in foster care after age 13 will have to do the financial aid application on their own. They will be connecting with Western Michigan University, with the University of Michigan, with different type of colleges that already have recognized the support that foster youth need on their campuses, like year-round housing, so they are not kicked out for the holidays, so they're not kicked out in the summer. So a lot of these colleges are thinking creatively how to support this population that does not have the ability to go home. So a lot of these schools, like Saginaw Valley University, like Grand Valley State, all these schools are going to be coming, including Henry Ford. And for employment, we have Detroit Employment Solutions Corporation. We have different organizations like Hope for America that's going to be there to help the young people think about apprenticeships, different skill trades, not just college. Military also. We have some young people also that have returned from service. Whatever they want to get into, however they want to live their life moving forth from foster care.
Where can people get more info on this?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where can people get more info on this?
Yes. So they can go to our page on Facebook. That's PWF Blue Babies, or they can go to Park West Foundation. And they could also contact the state of Michigan, Wayne County's educational planning. We're partnering with them as well to make sure they could support us in supporting the young people that are still in foster care.
Give me the Facebook page again.
It will be PWF Blue Babies.
Blue Babies.
Yes, and that will be something the young people themselves are engaged in.
Okay, so then this is where they can find you. A very unique program. We want to thank you, Saba, for joining us again from the Park West Foundation. Really, you serve as these kids' families here, and it's a pretty awesome job that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate what Mitzi and Albert have sacrificed to make sure that this happens for the young people in Michigan.
Yeah. So January 28th is the day for the job fair. Thanks again, Saba. Good luck on the 28th. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. You too.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to someone from the city of Detroit, talk a little bit about picking up the homeless who are out and finding themselves in this frigid temperatures. They have nowhere to go. Who's out there keeping an eye on them and maybe bringing them into shelter? We'll have more on that coming up here on The Mitch Albom Show on WJR.